Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 165 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about Aston Martin and a brand new partnership they've come together with Airbus to further expand their design capabilities. Now, there's no question about it that, I mean, honestly, myself included, and I know a ton of other car enthusiasts out there that can agree that Aston Martin's vehicles are some of the most beautifully designed cars of all time. My favorite Aston Martin is actually the very special edition DBS Superleggera that was designed by Daniel Craig. I mean, it was designed by James Bond himself. Come on, how could you not like it? But for me, when the DBS Superleggera came out, I truthfully believe it's one of the most beautiful cars ever made. And I'm sure tons of other people will agree with me as well that Aston Martin creates some of the most gorgeous and beautiful looking GT cars of all time. Now, over the past little bit, Aston Martin has been expanding their design capabilities. We all know their way around a pencil when it comes to designing a car. There's no question about that. They don't have to prove anybody in regards to their capability of car design. But they have expanded in a couple of other different areas. One of them being the Aston Martin Automotive Galleries and Layers service that they offer, which is basically a new bespoke design service in which Aston Martin will create garage areas and luxury retreats that feature an automotive type of design for car enthusiasts. And a perfect example of that is the 66-story Aston Martin Residences in Miami, Florida, which is legitimately high-rise condominiums that feature a design 100% done by Aston Martin. So let's say you had a home and you wanted to get this bespoke service done and you wanted to house your Aston Martin cars in there and you said, hey, I want you guys to design my garage too. Yes, please put me on that ticket if I can afford it, but I don't think I can just yet. So that box still has to be ticked. But another service, or I should say design element Aston Martin has dipped their toes into is a motorcycle. They've had a partnership with Bro Superior for a little while now. And after a little while of development and design, the two have come together to create the AMB 001, limited to just 100 units. Someone that doesn't know anything about bikes and motorcycles, I am absolutely in love with the AMB 001, in my opinion. And I don't have much credibility to really weigh an opinion here because I don't know anything about bikes and motorcycles. I think it is one of the best looking motorcycles of all time. Again, take that with a grain of salt. That's just me. You might think I'm utterly ridiculous, or you might agree with me. But that'll be a good question. Let me know. Do you think the AMB 001 is a good-looking motorcycle? So we know Aston Martin is expanding their design capabilities, getting into architecture, getting into motorcycles. But for this episode, we're talking about another area Aston Martin is looking to expand their design and creative mindset. And that is actually a partnership with Airbus to create the ACH-130 helicopter that has been designed by Aston Martin. So just like Porsche is getting into the air game with Boeing, Aston Martin is always getting into the aerospace game with Airbus. Now, the looks of this helicopter are pretty unique. The exterior comes in four different paint jobs that actually resemble Aston Martin paint jobs that are already currently out on the market. But the magic for this is actually the interior. Just like the exterior, the interior does feature four different design options. And my favorite part of this, just by looking at the pictures, and I think you guys will agree with me on this one, is the seats. The seats utilize a plethora of leather, the sporty looks, and they utilize the Aston Martin logo in the headrest. Looking at these seats, you would think they were just pulled straight out of a car and plucked into the helicopter. They're that unique looking. But the cool thing about these seats is the backside of each seat utilizes the same features in the exact seat design as the Aston Martin DB11. And throughout the rest of the entire cabin of the ACH-130 helicopter, I have mixtures of different leathers, carbon fibers, and ultra suede throughout the entire Aston Martin design ACH-130. Now, price-wise, from the research I've done, a standalone used ACH-130 helicopter out there costs between $1.9 and $2.9 million, which is definitely not cheap for a used vehicle, I guess, or used helicopter. In comparison to a brand new one from Airbus, an ACH-130 will cost you around $3.3 million. Now, if you happen to be someone that this price point fits your budget perfectly, then and you are interested in inquiring about an Aston Martin ACH-130 Airbus, you can absolutely place your order, because estimated fulfillment time of your ACH-130 helicopter by Aston Martin is actually expected within the first quarter of 2020. So in the first 3 months, if you place your order for a multi-million dollar aircraft, you can actually get it delivered to you, which is pretty incredible. And kind of what we see going on is tons of companies are expanding into different areas. Aston Martin is getting into architecture, they're getting into motorcycles, they're getting into now legitimately helicopters. Not saying this is going to be a normal production, they're getting their hands in different areas of engineering, different areas of design. Porsche has been doing that forever. They literally just did a design for the newest Star Wars movie in regards to an aircraft that was in the movie. And they have a recent partnership with Boeing to develop an urban electric airplane. Pretty impressive. So I think what we're doing is companies are now having to expand. They gotta start leveraging themselves a little bit. They gotta get involved in different areas, different ways to create revenue outside of just car sales, because I don't know if everyone will agree with me on this, but it's almost like the car scene is so competitive, it almost might be too competitive. So in order for other companies to pull revenue from other areas, they might have to expand their business a little bit. I'm not saying that's why Aston Martin is doing this. I'm not saying that at all, but it's just a thought that could be in the back of their minds. But ladies and gentlemen, that's actually all we have for episode number 165. Not too much to talk about for the Aston Martin-designed ACH-130 helicopter by Airbus. But that's actually all that's currently known right now. So if you think this is cool, drop a comment, DM me, let me know, send me an email. I think it's pretty unique. I don't know anything about helicopters, but I do think it's cool that Aston Martin is filling out other areas of design and being creative and really just touching other markets. But that's all we got for today's episode. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well. If you're watching on YouTube already, thank you so much. And just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. And if you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. If you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the links in the description, your guys' go-to source for the best car apparel out there. If you're looking for your favorite hat, shirt, jacket, accessory, www.tog.com, your guys' go-to source for the best car merchandise. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune into our next episode, number 166. Very exciting. We're going to be talking about the brand new rear-wheel drive Huracan Evo from Lamborghini. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.